Welcome everyone that's here. I'm going to start out with a song, so just close your eyes and relax for a little bit or whatever you want. Go ahead, Jeffrey. Touching story. It's it's real to me that He does love us. And in my story tonight, I guess my focus is don't focus on what I did, but focus on what God did to me for me, for his purpose. I was asked to go back for my back surgery. So I will go back to the age of 2. I was diagnosed with scoliosis. That's curvature of the spine. And things went south. Then on the age of 11, they said it is very aggressive. I was in a back brace for 2 years, or a full body brace, I should say, for 2 years. And we switched doctors. And the doctor said that we are doing surgery as soon as possible. He said, by the age of 16, you will be in a wheelchair. By the age of 21, you will not be living. My back was a reversed S. I was bent forward, and my rib cage was crushing my heart. So he gave me 2 options. That first option was in a wheelchair and then death by the age of 21, or I could have back surgery with a 70% chance of being paralyzed. And if I did not get paralyzed, he said, you will not be able to work the rest of your life. But through the grace and mercy of God, I'm here today, and I'm supporting myself and a family. But that's all a miracle of God. But I'm going to fast forward to the age of 20, 1997. And just a little bit brief history before that. I was quick with words. I knew best. And I knew what was right. And I had the best decisions. And I was in and out of court. I was in and out of jail. And I come into court one day for another. I think it was probably at least a dozen times that I got pulled over for no insurance. And suspended driver's license. And Judge Brown and I were on first name basis. And he told me the sentence, and I proceeded to tell him what I thought of that. And that was a mistake. He told me, he said, Mr. Troyer, you are spending 30 days downstate. And the hammer came down. And I was in LaGrange for about 4 days. They transferred me downstate in Boone County. And in there, in cell block 1A, it'd be the third cell from the door to the left. I pleaded with God, and I asked him if somehow he got me out of there, I would never argue again. To this day, my point, I have no point to prove. God does that for me. And I try hard not to argue, ever, because it will get you in trouble. That's kind of where it started. My journey started. I got my life back together. And then I was kind of searching for a church. I wanted a different life. I didn't know where, how, who, direction. I didn't know which way to go. And in the fall of 2004, would have been 7 years later, I had a dream. And if I can get this to words correctly, how the dream was, it was almost dark. The clouds opened up. I can still remember the distance, the background of the city, silhouette of a city, and the clouds opened up, a perfect circle. And Jesus was standing on the bottom left, or as I was looking, it was the bottom right of that opening. I cannot describe the opening, and I cannot describe the light behind it. But I was all excited. I started ascending up towards Jesus. He picked his left hand up, said, "Ha, you're going down to hell for 7 years." I was down there. I could not see in hell, but I seen over hell. I seen the flames. I heard agonizing sounds coming from hell. I was there 3.5 years, and he moved me back a little bit further. The heat was real. I was not in the fire, but I was next to it. The heat was real. I woke up. I was completely wet. I could see the exact form of my body on my bed where I sweat that bad. And this troubled me. I didn't know what to do. I went into a depression because I had no idea which way to go. Life just didn't make sense. I finally asked an Amish preacher. I told him I had a dream. What should I do? He said, "I don't know, but change your life, whatever you do." He said, "Change it." So I struggled all that following summer. I struggled trying to figure out, what am I going to do with my life? I wanted to get baptized, but I didn't know where. I didn't know what to do. And finally, I settled. I visited a lot of different churches. Finally, I settled with Amish. It was not exactly what I wanted, but it was the closest thing I found to what I wanted. I got baptized. I was all excited. I felt good. I was excited to be baptized. And then in the Amish setting, then there's council church, and then there's communion after that. Things happened. I'm not going to go into detail. But I told my brother, "If that's what Christianity looks like, I want no part of it." He said, "Get used to it." So I resolved from there, I will not make a ripple. I will not pass my opinion. I'm going to live my life, let everybody else live their life. So, and in that time, I started falling away from God again. I didn't trust him. And it kind of went up and down after that. 7 years after that dream, I got married. And I lost my job 2 days after I got married. And I couldn't really find anything until I noticed that it would be another 3 months. We would be completely out of money. This was the following May after we got married in July. We would run out of money. No more money for property payments. So I sold the property for what I owed on it. We walked away with hardly anything. And we started all over. We started a new life. And now, looking back, that was God's way of getting me out of that neighborhood, getting me out of that church. And it was a blessing in disguise. And after we got married, we had a good marriage. We had our ups and downs, just like, I guess, every person, every family, every marriage has that. But shortly into this marriage, I guess it wasn't really shortly, but I guess one of the twins is here. Matt's here now. They hit rock bottom. Ended up in Teen Challenge. We went to Teen Challenge to visit. We heard different sermons outside of the Amish sermons. We heard sermons that didn't match up with what we were used to. We got our Bibles out. We got different Bibles that we could understand. We started searching. What we heard made sense. what we were used to really didn't add up. Through that, with both of the twins in Teen Challenge, we did a lot of searching, a lot of heart searching. We did a lot of soul searching. We asked a lot of questions. And we had convictions. We got convictions through all this searching. And in 7 years after we got married, we switched churches. Leading up to the switching of the churches, I guess I should say, do any of you realize, are any of you in here thankful that you're allowed to get together for Bible studies and prayer meetings? We were not allowed to do that. We had to sneak away from our neighbors so they didn't know we went to prayer meetings or we went to Bible studies. A lot of people don't realize that. That is not allowed in the Amish culture. But I don't want to knock anybody. I don't want to knock any culture. Because there's good in everybody, in every setting. But we were sneaking away for quite a while. And they finally opened up our new church started. The New Order Amish started in northern Indiana. We joined. And life came back together. And after we joined that church, I had a decision to make. There was no tobacco allowed. I smoked for 24 years. I couldn't quit. I'd always get mad every time I tried to quit. One day I laid my cigarettes on a shelf in the barn. I said, "Jesus, these are for you. If you don't want them, I don't want them, but they're yours." 3 days later, they were still there, so I just threw them in the dumpster, and that was it. But then, shortly after we switched churches, I had another dream. I was sitting around a table with a bunch of other guys, and Jesus was there with us. He was going around the table asking every individual, "Do you think you're going to heaven?" I have no idea. I do not recall any of the other people's answers, or I do not recall the answers that Jesus gave them. He asked me if I think I'll go to heaven. I said, "I think I will if I stay the course." And Jesus smiled at me. He said, "Keep doing what you're doing." Now back to my first dream. I got rejected. And I want everybody in here to know, there is no feeling worse than getting rejected by Jesus. It is absolutely devastating to be rejected by Jesus. As I was going up there to Jesus, I could see over his left shoulder, there is a light. I can't describe the light, but I seen tops of buildings. I seen one golden dome up at the front. But that's all I seen. But it was lonely. It was absolutely devastating to be rejected by Jesus. And it was felt good to be accepted. When Jesus accepted me, that felt good. That was very comforting. I was excited again. Again, I was very excited about Christ. I was excited about my life and where it was going. But at that time of the acceptance, I was searching the scriptures for truth. I was searching the scriptures for answers. And my goal is to stick with that. Stick with the scriptures. Search for my answers. Search for directions in scripture. That's where he told me that. That's where I was when he told me, "Keep doing what you're doing." So I want to commit to that. That is where I want to center my life. And I didn't find out until many years later. All of this stuff, all the major points in my life happened 7 years apart. And then that was up to 2018. But then in 2020, we started attending here at Calvary. We were here for, we started on December, the middle of December, we started attending Calvary Chapel. 3 months later, I had a four-wheeler accident. People at Calvary Chapel didn't know me. They knew who I was, but they didn't know me. I was messed up bad, but they took care of me. Calvary Chapel took care of us as a family. They stepped in. They made sure we were cared for. To me, that was Jesus. That was God. I was off work for 4 months. The doctor never told me until one of my last checkups. I kept asking him, when can I go back to work? And one of my last checkups, he said that you were in bad shape. That four-wheeler accident, I had a broken ankle, broken wrist, two of my vertebrae, whatever you call them, the points of them were fractured. Right below where my rods end. And my helmet was broke right across here. And to me, that was God speaking. He was not done. My story's not done yet. I don't know what He has for me, but I'm looking forward to it. And I want to thank the church for being there also. Through those times. I did get depressed again through those times. It was hard. I couldn't do anything for myself. And it kind of got into a depression again. Until I opened the Bible again, I started searching. I searched again many hours. And God came through. It was a blessing. And I guess I just can't stress enough that God does hear, God does care, and God does take care, and God does provide. If we set self back and let Him, He will take care of us. But, yeah, I was told to keep it under an hour and 10 minutes, so I'll keep it under an hour and 10 minutes. But I'd like to go into Psalms 107. This is right after I had my dream. This scripture came to my mind, but I did not find this scripture until 2018. I knew the words, but I didn't know where it was at. Psalms 107, 1 and 2. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out, tell others He has redeemed you from your enemies. What I shared tonight, I have never shared up until this day, other than a few snatches privately here and there. Just if people ask me, I tell them just enough so that they'd stop asking questions. But I feel everybody in this room has a testimony. Everybody in this room can look back over their lives and see what God did for them. How God carried them across something, somewhere, that God was great and God did serve them through their difficulties. So, I want to close with that. And do you have anything else? Okay, so I guess if there's anybody have any questions or anything?
How did your
I do have to say, when I moved out of the place I lived in, right when we were married, I had a very bad view of my parents. They did not like me. They did not accept me. I have a better relationship with my parents now than I ever did in my life. They accept me as I am. When I figured out that they didn't change a thing. They didn't change a thing from back when I didn't get along with them till now. They didn't change a thing, but my heart changed. And I accept them and I respect them for who they are. But yes, we do have a good relationship now. Anything else?
Did you have your surgery in Germany?
No, my surgery was done in Fort Wayne, or Parkview. Okay. So if that's everything, I guess you are dismissed.